You're making a series for Linda TV.
Exactly, Dating the Dam.
What is it about?
Okay, so Amsterdam is one of the cities with the most different nationalities living side by side. There are actually more different nationalities living side by side than New York. So I thought this was really interesting, and I wondered how that kind of translated into the dating dynamics of the Dutch capital. So Dating the Dam sends two residents of Amsterdam on a blind date, but they're from different nationalities.
Okay, and there are already, I saw, two pilot episodes?
There have been two pilots,
yeah.
And actually the third one is up on Linda TV now. It went out last night.
Oh, okay, last night. Yeah, I didn't check until this morning. And so you already did a couple of those. What's the most surprising thing to you so far? What do you think? Okay, that was...
In terms of the participants?
What
I think what's been really interesting is everyone who's been involved has been so open and so genuine and so kind of respectful of one another that I think it's been a really positive experience for everyone. And it's really nice to kind of hear real stories. And, you know, of course, sometimes stereotypes are sort of reinforced, but they're also challenged. So I think it's just been really nice to hear everyone's, you know, their own stories.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting.
Okay, and as we're here, you know, we're not talking Dutch right now, so...
No.
Yeah, no. Or really poor Dutch. That would be. So you're not a Dutch native?
I'm not.
No. What's your own experience on this matter?
I've lived in Amsterdam now for 4 years. And I've had a really positive experience, actually. I've had a lot of fun being here and dating. So that's why I was really surprised when I was sort of reading a lot of these expat blogs, a lot of things online. It was really, really negative. And I was just thinking, God, you know, who writes this and where does this come from?
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to speak to real people, because I think that there's this kind of... Yeah, this stereotype which goes on and on. And it's actually interesting to challenge that in some way.
So in every stereotype, there's something that's a little bit true.
Of course, I mean they come from somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, but, exactly. So, are there what do they say about us? Come on, bring it.
I'm trying to think. But you have to watch the episodes in order to find out.
Yeah.
But is it positive or negative?
Both. And I think on the whole, definitely positive. Definitely positive. I mean, that's why people are choosing to live here, right? Because they love Amsterdam and surely they love the people as well. But, you know, I think some people find it hard to meet people, especially if they come, I don't know, and they have a very expat kind of, maybe they're a bit older, they're working for Vodafone, I don't know, some big international organization, and they find it hard to mix with, you know, Dutch people. I think that's been the overriding thing. But I think positive, definitely positive.
Yay.
There's hope. Yeah. And you're looking for more people who want to participate.
Exactly. So it's people are sent on a date who I think that they will really be a match, you know? So it's a really positive thing. I'm not trying to set anyone up or anything like that. It's really genuine. And as I said, everyone who's taken part so far has had a really good time. And everyone is welcome. So no matter what age, nationality, anything, you know, everyone is welcome.
Everyone, but because that was in the email, no twats.
No twats. No, no. I'm quite strict on that. Yeah. I don't allow twats.
So
absolutely not.
For what is exactly a twat?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have an idea, but you know, for the people.
Yeah, it's a good question. You see, I just typed that in my email, and now I have to explain myself. So a twat, yeah, it's, I guess, a British word, I think. It's not a good thing. Basically, I'm only working with nice people. I want people to have fun. I want them to have a good time. And everyone, as I said, who's been involved so far has. And they've been so lovely and really genuine and open. And I would never have someone involved who I didn't feel was like that. Okay. Because,
no jerks, no twats.
No, exactly, exactly.
And if, you know, I can imagine that if people are listening right now, that they're very enthusiastic about this and want to participate... There's their email address?
Yes, the email address sounds a bit dodgy, but it's not. So it's datingthedam@gmail.com. But I will answer, and it's completely legitimate.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, we will vouch for you. Amsterdam FM will have your back on that.
Good, and you can watch the latest one on Linda TV on their Facebook or by getting a Linda TV account now. So.
Okay, well.
Cool.
Any questions?
No.
You're good on international things.
It's not for me, so...
No.
I have a girlfriend for 3 years now, so...
Okay, I would have tried to recruit you. I mean, I'm practically jumping on people in Albert Heijn in order to get more people, so everyone.
I already asked him about his international dating, and it was only one kiss with a German girl, that was it.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really? Maybe I did something wrong, but...
I think it is interesting. I was speaking to a girl the other night, actually, and she was saying... I was asking her kind of what nationality she dated. She's Dutch. She lived in Amsterdam for a few years. And she was saying, it's probably about 50-50, which I thought was really interesting, because if I think of my friends in London, there's no way it would be 50-50 in terms of, like, British and different nationalities. So I think Amsterdam is a really special place, you know, relative to its size. It's got so many different types of people living here in terms of nationalities. So
Yeah. Okay, well... Thank you very much for your time. I hope that a lot of people will come and participate, because it sounds really fun. En ik zou mijn vrienden ook wel kunnen opgeven, maar ja,